Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Well, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Whimsical Will here. How you doing? Crazy J is my life. I love the Crazy J Show. It's what I live for.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J. We are counting down the top 8 songs of the week. This week, we're taking a look at the top 8 alien songs. Let's continue with the countdown, shall we?
Here we go.
Coming at ya.
Okay, so the obvious question is, what does this little musical blurb have to do with playing the Crazy Eight? Nothing whatsoever. It's just an excuse to play number 3, that's all.
Number 3 comes from an album called White Trash Comedy. It was done back in 1996. It was a compilation of stuff that we had on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Number 3 is done by yours truly. Here's Mr. Earthman.
2, 1, 2. I was strolling through the park one night, and oh, I felt so blue, when I heard a little voice say, I'm all alone. Then I turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes.
From 1996, that is me, Crazy J, doing Mr. Earthman, Gary Schneider on guitar, and doing the voice of the little alien girl. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. That is definitely a blast from the past. But this is the Crazy A Countdown. We are counting down the top 8 songs of the week. This week, we're taking a look at alien songs. And if you missed number 4, it was Slime Creatures from Outer Space by Weird Al Yankovic. Number 5 on our countdown was Urban Spaceman by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And then, of course, number six was also Weird Al Yankovic with Radioactive Hamsters from a Planet Near Mars. Number seven on our countdown was Martian Hop by the Randells. We kicked things off with Sheb Wooley at number eight with The Purple People Eater. That takes us down to our next number on the countdown. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Let's start the next number, shall we?
Come on, all you crazy folks. Crazy J has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number two. And it's one, two, three. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy J. So, bitch, your sanity adieu. Now who's number two?
I've been all over the vessel seeking you.
Can't you see I am halfway through a very important rectal probe?
Kretschmo, this is an emergency.
Has Earth military detected our presence?
No. An intergalactic galaxy vessel has just docked with us.
For that, you interrupt me in the middle of a rectum?
A landing party from Junibus 4 demands to speak to you.
We haven't heard from the home planet in six gray longs. Who seeks to interface? My accountant?
No, it's...
Greetings, Kretschfoop.
Grand Commander Lulu. Oh, what an unexpected honor. I bow to the Queen's emissary. Oh, my tentacles must be a sight.
Kretschfoop, I bring sad news. The red dwarf has imploded.
Oh, the king is not well.
No, I speak of our home star. Our race must migrate to a new solar system before ours becomes a black hole. Is Earth ready to be taken over?
Well, let me see. Almost.
What do you mean, almost? What have you been doing for the last 1,000 gray lunks?
Oh, you know, this and that.
What is that human doing on your examination table? Face down, with his buttocks exposed?
Nothing.
Nothing but a little rectal probe.
What was that?
Thanks, Blabber, Speak Hole.
You don't mean to tell me you're still doing rectal probes, do you?
One or two.
One or two? Ha!
You've been probing rectums for over 1,000 gray lunks. What about introducing killer microbes? What about leveling Earth cities with fusion disintegrators? Surely your crude rectal probing work is done.
Surely it is not done. Surely there is so much more to learn. Every rectum is different. Every rectum is special. Every rectum has a story to tell.
Our planet is facing extinction, and you have been playing these little Earth games?
Little Earth games? You don't think I've been probing rectums 'cause I like it, do you? Oh, come on! That's crazy! I'm a scientist. I probe rectums because I love them. There, I've said it. I love rectums. I love everything about rectums. The way they open and close. The way they seem to wink at me knowingly. Even the name, rectum. Oh, listen to me. I'm a sick, sick alien.
Kretschfoop, you need help.
You will get help. Report to the medical officer, Ergalak. You are now in command.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thank you, Grand Commander. I'll just finish my work on this human.
No, Kretschfoop, I forbid you. I order you to stop at once. Oh my goodness. Is that a rectum? It is so
Martian assault, Commander?
Not yet. We need a few more probes. First, a big rectum. Then a small rectum.
Try a chubby rectum. My favorite rectum.
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 It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back with Joshua Cortright. Is the name just Joshua Cortright and the band, or what do you call yourself?
It's the Joshua Cortright Band. I wanted to give, you know, the band credit, but...
I like Joshua Cortright.
But, I mean, since this is the fourth version of the band...
Joshua Cortland.
he can take all the blame that way. It's easier that way.
I just, you know, I didn't want to... I tried to come up with...
Why don't you call it Right Court?
Where did you find her? Seriously.
Behind dumpster 3. Holding a sign. I'll do radio for food and beer.
That's because you missed dumpster number 1 and dumpster number 2.
That's right. Well, dumpster number 3 is right by our studio. So that's where all the good stuff goes.
As long as you know your dumpster.
That's right.
Whenever we get hungry, we can always die.
Right.
That's where the Koreans talk
about. You guys on Facebook, Reverb Nation, all that good stuff?
There's always JoshuaCortright.com. I got all my links on there. And Facebook and the Reverb Nation and...
Most Wanted.
Most Wanted. iTunes, Amazon...
Mamazon.
Yeah,
Mamazon. Oh my gosh, that's my new website. Mamazon.
Yeah, I believe he did say Mamazon.
Anyway, so...
You guys have too much fun here.
You already know. Why do you think I wanted to come back? It wasn't just because of Spaz.
Sure. What is the first thing he said? Oh, where's Spaz?
Hands, skin, and a hair.
The
how can you not?
Well, believe me, the show's not always the same when he's not here. We do miss him sometimes.
I miss the roofies.
Those are from Rebecca. That has nothing to do with Spaz. Yeah.
I said last time, they're not just for breakfast anymore.
But I saw a video of you on YouTube recently where you were doing Nights in White Satin.
No, I was helping someone do it. I was hosting an open mic, and that's what you do, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Someone says, hey, man, I'm doing this. You want to help out? You're like, I've never done it before, but okay.
Sure. Well, it was a good cover of it anyway. It was pretty awesome.
Who was that? Was that Bracken?
Yeah. His name was Bracken.
It was by the name Bracken. That's it. But,
that's the great thing about Vegas. There's people out there to help other people.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Eric actually has hosted a number of open mics himself, and Chris actually is a freelance audio engineer. Plug. Anybody need audio engineer?
And with your show that you do is it all originals or do you do covers as well?
It's getting to be more originals than covers, but we still, you know, we want to play the covers that we like to play. In fact, we could do one now.
What covers do you like? Rebecca's very picky when it comes to covers.
Yeah, I just play anything as long as it's not Weezer.
All right, we'll just do my song.
Yeah, royalties.
Royalty
thing subject.
Yeah, right.
Let's hear something else from you guys.
All right,
we're pirated. All
right on. That first song is called "Let Me In." It's the first song on the CD that's available on the website. This is a new one. It's called "Through the Night," and.
Here I am, ready to start all over again. Take my hand, I'm as scared as you. I understand, you got scars from falling in love once or twice before. Honey, I got more. Fool of myself, honey, and I know the this time won't be the last. And I know I am never, ever gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you fast. So don't you know?
Bass and some drums.
And a guitar.
Now, before you guys met Josh, what you were you in other bands? Like,
yeah,
I played guitar and sang in a band called Interior Astronaut for the past few years, and just recently broke up. And I found out about Downtown Vintage and just went there randomly one night with a buddy, and I started playing drums with him again, and they just randomly rotated people and went up on stage, and I ended up playing with these two guys, and decided to have a practice one night, so I ended up playing drums, which I started out on, and kind of stuck, you know, like, kind of enticed by already set up gigs and getting paid, and
it just kind of turned out pretty well. Yeah, where did that come from, man?
No, this was before he met you guys.
Oh, sorry.
So I just ended up sticking with it, so it's been fun.
Awesome. And that's your primary instrument, the drums, percussion, any of that?
I'm happy to be playing drums again after 3 years of trudging around guitar stuff. So.
I'm actually really lucky. Everybody in the band, except me, can play drums, bass, and guitar. So at any point, any one of them probably, and has, got up and switched instruments just for the hell of it.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. So I foresee some really fun shows in the future where we're going to just be, you know, in the middle of a song, all of a sudden somebody will take over a beat and somebody will take over a lick. And we're going to try to keep them guessing all the time.
Well, cool. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
Awesome. Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. Vegas. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah.
Identity, don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity!
We have vehicle wraps starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. You can find us on Facebook, Rockin' Comedy Show. You can also call in when we tape this show every week, 702-866-9135. Rebecca, we are here with Joshua Corwright and his band. Yay!
Yeah.
Rocking out, having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Now, you have a question for...
what's up with this foot tambourine? My broom tambourine.
This is Mr. Tambourine Stand. This is an invention by Eric Vallejo.
Patent pending.
Yes, thank you, because I need that.
Have you filled out any paperwork for this?
No, I haven't. It was an invention that it was out of necessity that I used to work with. I hope that, like, Remo Drums, which is a very gracious drum company that...
let's not explain it too much, but go home tomorrow and just pull up some, you know, Library of Congress stuff and fill it out.
I mean, it is pretty cool because we've never seen anything like it. That's pretty awesome.
What's the worst that could happen? They could say no.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully I don't get ripped off from it, but hopefully.
Yes, let's not go into detail, but you get on the Library of Congress tomorrow.
Tonight, this is the debut of this particular...
The Mr. Tambourine.
Mr. Tambourine Stand that I know that...
It's a board that you put your foot on. It's got a heel piece and then a tambourine.
It makes it easier to play.
Everybody around the world will know that.
I hope so. I hope so.
Rainbow drums.
Nobody really has an idea what we're talking about.
And again, you play every Thursday.
Every last
Thursday of the month.
Right. Got some other gigs I'm waiting to hear about as far as when we're going to do them. But we're trying to play kind of all over town, not just sticking to one neighborhood. Give everybody, you know, a chance, because nobody wants to drive all the way to Summerlin if they live in Green Valley, etc.
So, right.
Not yet, anyway. Let me get bigger. I'll come from blocks around.
All right, so you guys, you gonna do one more for us?
Yes. Do one more here. This is on the CD. It's called Remember. And I think I did it last time I was here, but...
Is this the one about your wife, or for your wife?
Nah. This one is... The whole CD, Mr. Nice Guy, is about a relationship. It's progressing from, let me into your garden, you know, let me in, to...
Maybe she needs a shave if it's a garden.
Yeah, right? This is the where it's going to run apart. This is the...
I hate your bush. It's going to be the follow-up.
This is the hot and heavy.
I bought you trimmers.
Bitch needs a Brazilian.
Sorry, Bush. We've got Bush. Anyway.
Remembering you and me, lying on a bed of blue and green. Your hair was on fire, and your eyes held the sun.
sing back to our garden. Where we used to play our games. I'll see the red garden where no one
out where he's performing and more, go to joshuacartwright.com.
Yes, that's Cartwright, C-O-U-R-T-R-I-G-H-T.
And also Facebook. Are you on Reverb Nation?
MySpace.
Do you tweet?
Oh, yeah.
In Most Wanted.
My tweet is actually capital J_Cartwright.
Nice.
It's supposed to be a comedy show, right?
Yes.
Not everybody's funny. Anyway, it is the...
Well, it looks on everybody.
That's right.
Never said it was. Just tell the truth.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. I want to thank you guys for coming in, playing for us. It was awesome.
Thank you very much.
And check these guys out live when you're in town, get a chance. And we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
More of the show.
Let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Number 1.
One morning when I was out shopping, though you'll find it hard to believe, a little blue man came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man who started to tell me once more.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you too, Bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that, I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
I love you.
One evening in wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town and over the side pushed the little blue man who sang to me all the way down.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you too, Bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I whispered, thank goodness that's over. I smiled as I hurried outside. But there on the street stood the little blue man who said with a tear in his eye,
I don't love you anymore.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and that is it. Yes, that is it. We've come to the end of another show. Give it up for Joshua Cordright and his band. That was awesome. Give it up for Robert D.
Hey, Robert D. I think the stars called Rockin' Comedy Show.
And give it up for a drunken red that called in.
Yes. Tim Piles.
And Tim Piles here.
Race car driver extraordinaire. You catch him at Still Moving Motorsports.
That's right. Yeah, you have to call in when you start racing again. We love the updates when you did before. It was more exciting when we were on the car.
Well, you know what? In all honesty, that sticker's still on that dude right now.
I love it.
I'm taking it off. And I actually want to go and try to race a championship race this season. And I'm just keeping all stickers of the last season.
Yay.
I'm not switching a damn thing.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
You are still racing around the outside oval dirt track.
He was like, well, if they're going to be doing hockey games and shit, I might as well leave.
Just shit on here.
No, not just
but again, I mean, guys, call in. We want more calls. You know, last week we got lucky. Don't be afraid. It'll be a lot of fun if you call in.
That was dumbass.
Anyway, call in. It'll be a lot of fun. We want to hear what if you're leaving comments, it's great. Call us if you're doing the drinking games. We want to hear from you. 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 702-866-9135 is the number to call. Find us on Facebook, Rockin' Comedy Show, Twitter. Twitter.
What?
Twitter. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good name. Twat her.
Twat her. Remember that for the comments next week. And again, thanks for listening to the show, guys. It's a lot of fun. Coming up next week, anything could happen.
I can't wait with Stockholm.
Spaz could be here.
Yeah. Oh, no. Booger. We love you, Spaz. We love you doing the Spaz Box. We love you doing Fox Audio.
If you guys are in town this weekend, follow us over to the Swingers Club at the Plaza and hang out with Spaz, myself, and
that's downtown on Fremont Street.
That is. And Bonnie Mazzale is going to be playing in the Dueling Pianos. And we're going to play some golf.
Miniature golf.
So fun in there. So fun. Anyway, guys, that's it.
Later.
That is the end.
There's my beer cap.
And hold two. We'll talk to you guys all later. Bye.